For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition have worked within the system to arrest, prosecute, judge, and incarcerate 1.6 million drug users each year in the United States. Judge James P. Gray, a California Superior Court judge, first spoke openly of his disdain for our drug war tactics in 1992. Judge James P. Gray.
I am a former drug warrior. I was in the United States Attorney's Office as a federal prosecutor in Los Angeles, prosecuted drug cases and others. I am a judge, a sitting judge in Southern California in Orange County, and have been for 19 years. And based upon this experience, it is just absolutely clear to me that what we are doing with regard to our policy of drug prohibition is not only not working, is not only hopeless, but it is harming people so drastically that it has to be changed. So I actually felt so strongly that about 11 years ago I held a press conference on the steps of the courthouse in Orange County, setting forth my views that as I just expressed, and I did write a book. The book, as you said, Why Our Drug Laws Have Failed and What We Can Do About It, the subheading is a judicial indictment of the war on drugs. And it's not only me as a sitting judge, but I also quote another 40 judges from around the country about their views. The first half of the book really will make people angry, or it certainly should if they have any blood flowing through their veins. I quote numbers of ways as to how we are harming ourselves. It's a civil liberties disaster. We've lost more of our civil liberties because of drug prohibition than anything in the history of our country. We have leading the world in the incarceration of our people. And you talk about minorities, blacks. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous what we have. This is not my country in doing things like this. More blacks in jail and prison than in college, for heaven's sake, from between 18 and 30 years of age, etc. But the second half of the book will really give people hope. We have numbers of viable options that can and are being successful in other places around the world in addressing these various difficult issues. And we must simply change our approach to go over to things that work instead of this mindlessly punitive thing that, by the way, has resulted in enormous prison industrial complex. You talk about a cash cow. But there are only about five groups of people that are winning the war on drugs. Everyone else is losing.
I urge you to visit Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's website, leap.cc. Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage Show when we will do a synopsis of the recent Normal Conference in San Francisco. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.